intuition, the sudden knowledge. The word intuition comes from the Latin verb intuere, translated as to consider, or from the late Middle English word intuit, that is to contemplate. Intuition is based on knowledge. If a person suddenly gets knowledge that is much higher than the person's intelligence or knowledge level, it better be called a vision. In our brain, we collect all kind of information just randomly. All this information is stored, and often we do not categorize it. Our brain stores the information at many places and in many ways. In other lectures, I mentioned to you, our brain is constantly busy. 24 hours a day, there is no stop to it. All functions in our body are directed by our thoughts. Each muscle contraction, heartbeat, or stomach movement is directly related to the brain and its thoughts. Thousands of thoughts move around, and sometimes they collide and interact. These interactions create other thoughts, and sometimes we come be aware of them. Intuitive thoughts are combinations of what we know, but with a complete new angle on a topic or a subject. We may consider the intuition to be the new point of view, a sudden insight in some topic. Intuition comes in quiet moments, often after intensive periods of study, hard work, or contemplations. They come unexpectedly. The fact is that it is unexpectedly show a strong connection with our unconscious mind. Intuitions are not always right, but people may think that an intuition is always a truth, but that's not the fact. Intuitions are not all solving solutions who bring light into the darkness or help us on the way. Intuition is a process that gives us the ability to know something directly without analytic reasoning, bridging the gap between the conscious and the non-conscious parts of our brain, and also between instinct and reason. There are people who can be called intuitive personalities, and others seem never to experience a form of intuition. Most intuitions are a part of the solution, a guideline to the solution of a problem. Intuitions vary through the levels of intelligence and applications. People who live in their head, like a scientist, a philosopher, religious people, and researchers, do get intuitions in their field of work or personal problems. Workers who live in their labor will have intuitions about practical solutions to their problems, ideas of intuitions, inventions, and changes. During my study of intuitions, there was a simple conclusion. Every person has had intuitions during their life. Every person. We should not mistake the intuition with a subconscious thinking where we follow a thinking procedure and lose track of reality. Maybe it happened to you also before, walking down the road and get lost in your thoughts. while suddenly waking up and realizing that you have walked a long way without realization of what you was doing and where you are. Intuition is not a thinking process. It's a sudden insight in a situation, a plan, construction, problem solution, invention, and whatever more. But it is a sudden insight in something. When you get it, realize it, write it down, record it. Do not let it go as it came sudden, and it will disappear all the fast. And it's very easy to forget it. Intuitions are flashes of the mind. How to improve your intuition? Things to do to promote your intuition in everyday life are: number one, listen, read, and see as much as you can. Observing is the key to get informed. Number two, learn to listen to your thoughts and intuition. Try to divide them. Number three, after a period of intensive study, research, or work, relax and put your mind at rest. Think of future things. Let go every problem. Number four, be creative in a way that suits you. Paint, write, play music, or go to an art gallery. Number five, have a little notebook or keep notes anywhere possible to read back sometimes. Number six, keep in touch with your body. Try to keep it in a good condition, as the brain needs oxygen and food to be able to work well. Number seven, pay attention to your dreams. Make notes in the morning or when you wake up in the night. Number eight, have a positive mind. Negativism blocks every intuition. And use creativity whenever possible and in any way possible. Being creative promotes the combination in your mind and develops a higher intuitive moment of the brain. Intuition is considered bad and good in many religions and philosophies. They all have an opinion about it. Religions from the Abrahamic line do consider it often as the hand of the devil, a bad emotion, or when it comes to worse, they call it even evil thoughts. One of the main reasons why they are negative about it is the fact that they have no control over it. They are scared of the free mind with an opinion and a vision. The other religions and philosophies seem to have a more open mind to it. Some even call intuition the highest state of mind. This suggests that intuition is always right. But we have seen that true intuition is not always right, and we cannot fully rely on it. The reason why intuition cannot be right all the time is based on the fact that our information is not always right or complete. It is possible that we miss some connections in the chain of reasoning, and the result of our intuitive solution is not complete. Besides solutions and creativity, we have other forms of intuition. Another form of intuitivity is the, hey, I know this before, with persons you have never seen and encounter. Or the here and now perception, the so-called déjà vu effect. The first I know you thing, we should ask ourselves if these are intuitions or not. You know the phrase, we never met, but I like you instantly. There is a sudden feeling of overwhelming emotion and the thought you have been connected with that person before. The thought is intuitive and based on something we cannot grasp. Even the unconscious mind is not able to collect information of the mind to suit this personal situation. It has no reference to former meetings, nor it has reference to body language. There are many theories on this form of intuition that have led to people to believe in the higher forces who are at work. But some easier to understand explanations maybe. You have connecting energy fields of the body, the so-called aura connectivity, and the mirroring body language. We see a person who mirrors our body language, and that makes us a matching party. But we also have some less logical but more spiritual in explanations. That is energetic connection. Both come from the same energy source and carry the same loading. Or reincarnation from the past. This person may be connection from the past lives and we meet again. In my lectures, I keep an open mind about all what is possible and do not turn down any explanation or opinion. It is your freedom to take what you consider valuable. The déjà vu situations are of the same kind of quality. But what is déjà vu, in fact? Most people have encountered a place where they did visit for the first time and, hey, that place was familiar. It is not possible to explain the feeling of déjà vu, and it is based on intuition or not. We know it is a strange feeling and it is felt all over your body and mind, and sometimes it even frees you on the spot by experiencing that moment. Again, this intuition is not based on facts that we know, and we lack the information needed to create a thought. It is a real intuitive moment. There is no explanation, but there must be acceptance, because it is your experience. Can you benefit from intuition? There is a lot of research how we can benefit from our intuition. Militaries look for ways how to develop the intuition, as they need soldiers to be able to have instant solutions on demand and in every possible situation. But also, more simple, creative minds wish to keep the creativity flowing, while many experience a mind blocking sometimes in your work. It's hard to go on and you don't feel good. You want to work so hard, but nothing comes. And then the benefits of intuitions are very, very high. You keep a fresh and open mind. Your vision is wider and the abilities to create are stronger. Besides the already mentioned ways to develop the intuition, it is also possible to follow general rules to improve, and that let the total flow of intuitive thoughts come stronger. First of all, enjoy nature in all aspects. Be in the open, walk in the fresh air, watch natural sceneries, hear the sounds of the sea, a storm or bird singing. Just be one with nature, and it really solves often a lot of problems. Other ways are live intensively at some moments, dance till you cannot do it anymore, sing till you lose your voice, run till you're tired, sport with high intensity, paint hours and hours till your vision blurs, talk hours with friends or partner intensively, and make love at length. Do anything, but do it intensively and passionately, and after that, rest and relax. Empty your mind, let it all go, and just be satisfied. And then the last possibility, meditate deeply and let all the world go in a flow. And we come to a conclusion. We are able to have some influence on our intuition, but cannot rule and neither control it. We can support it, assist it, and develop the environment to make it happen. That is all yours, your choice, your intuition. Question and answer. Question 1. My spiritual teacher tells me that the intuition is one of the superior skills of the human being. This skill is only possible for people with a higher form of mental development. Is that true? Answer 1. No. Every person in the world has had some form of intuitive thoughts or events in their life. Intuition is based on the mind itself, and not every intuitive thought is one of superior value. Some intuitive thoughts are just about how to design a house, invent a new car, or anything else. Question 2. Is inspiration the same as intuition? Answer 2. Both seem to come from the same thoughts, but have a different in length and in information. Inspiration is an energy that is focused on a specific topic and given the energy to do a task or assignment for a period of time. Inspiration has a time limit and comes and goes, but stays for a period. Intuition comes in a flash, and when it's not catched, it is just floating away. Question 3. I experience often deja vu feelings you are referring to. Is it possible that I have traveled a lot in the past? Answer 3. A deja vu feeling only can come occasionally, and when you every person only a few times in their whole life. When you have this feeling more often, then it is very likely it is a recognition of the environment of or sceneries from movies, TV or pictures. So you have a strong memory. People think to have a deja vu feeling, while in fact they have a very, very good memory that comes alive at the moment they are at a specific place. Some people have an exceptional memory for places, and even when they see a shot of a place, they are able to recognize it instantly when visiting the place or just see it again. Question 4. During my meditation, I have sometimes intuitive moments. During that moments, I see solutions and understand events thoroughly. But when I finish the meditation, all these insights are gone. How can I keep these intuitions after I finish my meditation to apply them in real life? Answer 4, that's a really difficult question, because in a meditation you are meditating, so I already wonder how can you remember the fact that you had this intuitive thoughts. So the only way is registration. It's the only possibility. Make a movie of yourself while you're meditating and record your voice additionally. During meditation, try to talk, produce a sound. Let your face show mimics. Give your body the freedom to express. Do not keep a stiff, frozen body. Beside this, there is little you can do without breaking the meditation. Question 5. During this lecture, you mentioned high intensity. I do not have a real good health, and on doctor's advice, I am not allowed to do something physically on an intensive scale. So my body cannot handle high intensive exercises. And what do you think? Do I have to ignore the doctor's advice? Answer 5. Your doctor knows you better than I do. It's not possible for me to a distance anamnesis with this little information. I strongly advise you to listen to your doctor and skip the physical intensive acts. But maybe you can look for other things you can do intensely without the physical aspect. Samples are painting, writing, drawing, gaming, and other ideas like that. Try to find your interest first and dive in it as deep as you can. This is the end of this lecture, and I hope you enjoyed it. My name is Arnoud van der Veren. I'm from the Netherlands. If you have any question, please do not hesitate to ask me any question by mail or leave a response or anyway. Thank you for listening, and I hope you will listen again to my other podcasts. Thank you.